Back now to Bob Woodward's new book. For years now, Bob Woodward has been writing books based on interviews with the most highly placed sources in Washington. Generals, cabinet secretaries, White House staffers, presidents. How does he do it? Or more precisely, why do so many people who often emerge in an unflattering light grant him so many interviews? We figured David Gergen should know, since he was interviewed for several Woodward books. Gergen was a staffer in several White Houses, including Ronald Reagan's and Bill Clinton's. He's now at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, where, David Gergen, we noticed that at least last year one of Bob Woodward's books was required reading for your course.
It was indeed, because I have a high regard for the quality of his reporting. But, Robert, he has a power of seduction that perhaps is only rivaled in politics by one Bill Clinton, who is equally seductive with men and women, and that there's a quality about Bob Woodward that I first discovered way back in the early 70s when he and Carl Bernstein were chasing the Watergate rabbit. Then it was very much a good cop, bad cop routine with Carl, that Carl would sort of threaten you with a truncheon and beat you up if you didn't sort of work with him. And Bob came in a very sweet, kind, and gentle way and coaxed things out of people that you would never imagine. I think what it is, it's almost psychological in nature. There is a quality in talking to Bob Woodward in a private one-on-one in which he creates a zone of safety for you, in which you feel you can talk to him and say things to him that perhaps you would not say to anybody else, maybe to a priest in a confessional, maybe to your psychiatrist in the quiet of his study. And it brings out things in people that you would just never imagine otherwise.
Yeah, George Stephanopoulos, in his book, All Too Human, described being interviewed for the book The Agenda, about the making of Clinton economic policy. And he wrote, Woodward's calculated charm was custom-tailored to my intellectual vanity, professional pride, and personal loyalty to the president, that he would get the story right if Stephanopoulos spoke to him.
I think that's a very accurate description. I would only disagree with one word, and that was calculated. I think he is by nature the man that you see on television and you see in the interview room. That's who he is. And I think he's actually quite genuinely curious. There was a time, of course, when during the Watergate period when I hated every word he wrote. I was working for President Nixon and found what he and Carl were writing was painful. I was told by people inside that, of course, it was anything but the truth. And gradually I discovered that, indeed, it was much closer to the truth than any of us would have liked. My experience with him over the years has been one of the reasons I think a lot of people also cooperate with him. It's not just the seduction. It is the fact that he tries very hard to get it right.
10 years ago, after The Agenda came out, I asked Woodward why more people, he thought, didn't just say, no, I'm not going to talk to you. The discretion of what goes on in the White House is more important to me. And he talked about how this was a real hangout presidency. This was a generation that had felt wronged by Watergate and by Vietnam and the like. That was the Clinton White House. This is a totally, yeah. No one would call the current administration a real hangout administration, and yet it must be a different appeal that's custom-tailored to this group to win their confidence.
I must tell you that coming out of the Nixon years, when, of course, people shunned Woodward for the most part, and then eventually got them to open up after it was over for his book on the final days with Carl, I was astonished when I walked into the Clinton White House to do yet another staff role. And people encouraged me to talk to him. They said this is sort of de rigueur within the administration that you talk to Bob Woodward every week. The Bush administration, I think, opened up to him because they thought that he could write what Ben Bradley would call the second rough draft of history, and they wanted to get it right. And an amazing degree, they've now cooperated on two books with him, and they've tumbled all over themselves to cooperate. 75 interviews with a tape recorder running is quite extraordinary in a secretive administration, and you can only explain it by the fact that they think that his account will be definitive in some ways for historians in the early going.
David Gergen, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
David Gergen, now professor at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University, former member of the White House staff in several administrations, talking with us about Bob Woodward.